Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With six hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us. And through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
I am strength for all the despairing.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. And good morning, everyone. Thank you and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. A word of welcome also to our visitors who are here during the summer's month. And especially those who are visiting us and watching us over television, the radio, and internet. We gather as a family of faith on this 10th Sunday of Ordinary Time. We thank God for his numerous blessings he bestowed on us, the gift of our life, the gift of our faith, the changing of season, even the rain, although not too much. We also thank God for the heat and the summer's humidity as well, that we may appreciate later on the coolness and the coldness as well. To prepare ourselves to celebrate this Eucharist, let us call to mind our sins and ask the Lord for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
To God in the highest.
Pray. O God, from whom all good things come, grant that we who call on you in our need may at your prompting discern what is right, and by your guidance do it. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the first book of Kings. Elijah went to Zarephath of Sidon, to the house of a widow. The son of the mistress of the house fell sick, and his sickness grew more severe until he stopped breathing. So she said to Elijah, "Why have you done this to me, O man of God? Have you come to call attention to my guilt and kill my son?" Elisha said to her, "Give me your son." Taking him from her lap, he carried the son to the upper room where he was staying and put him on his bed. Elisha called out to the Lord, "O Lord, my God, will you afflict even the widow with whom I am staying by killing her son?" Then he stretched himself out upon the child three times and called out to the Lord, "O Lord, my God, let the life breath return to the body of this child." The Lord heard the prayer of Elisha. The life breath returned to the child's body, and he revived. Taking the child, Elisha brought him down into the house from the upper room and gave him to his mother. Elisha said to her, "See, your son is alive." The woman replied to Elijah, "Now, indeed, I know that you are a man of God. The word of the Lord comes truly from your mouth." The word of the Lord.
I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. I I will extol you, Lord, for you have raised me up. And I will not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord, you have lifted up my soul from the grave, restored me to life from those who sink into the pit. I will praise. Psalms to the Lord, you faithful ones, give thanks to his holy name. His anger lasts a moment, his favor all through life. At night come tears, but dawn brings joy. I will pray. On me, be my helper, O Lord. You have changed my mourning into dancing. O Lord, my God, I will thank you forever. I will pray.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel preached by me is not of human origin. For I did not receive it from a human being, nor was I taught it, but it came through a revelation of Jesus Christ. For you heard of my former way of life in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it, and progressed in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries among my race, since I was even more of a zealot for my ancestral traditions. But when God, who from my mother's womb had set me apart and called me through his grace, was pleased to reveal his son to me, so that I might proclaim him to the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. Rather, I went to Arabia and then returned to Damascus. Then, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to confer with Cephas and remained with him for 15 days. But I did not see any other apostles, only James, the brother of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples in a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people." This report about him spread through the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord.
On this 10th Sunday of the Ordinary Time, the readings of the raising of the two young men is a sign of hope for all of us. In the Book of Kings, we hear how Isaiah raised the dead son of a widow and restored him back to his mother. In the Gospel, Jesus happened to be in Nain, and there he saw a funeral procession, and although they probably did not see him at all because of their grief, Jesus was touched with compassion, and he halted the procession. They opened the casket, and he touched the young man and called him, raised him from the dead. I'm sure most of us, if not all of us, have never seen such a sight before in our life. Although I did not see it, but my parents told me that my babysitter, when I was a baby, they would give me to this elderly lady about in her 60s. In a third world country, 60 is elderly. And they died at around 60 or 70 usually. And so she was watching me, but one day she died all of a sudden. And unlike here, when you have a funeral home and they'll come and claim the body and they would shoot some chemical in your body and make you all stiffen up, there's no way to get back to life after that unless at the end of time. This lady, however, in Vietnam, we just kind of prepare the bodies ourselves. We put tea leaves in the coffin to absorb the moisture and to at least keep the odor to a bearable level. And so for 2 days, the people were there at the house praying during the week to pray the rosary and all this in mourning and grieving during that time. And on the second night, when they're about to put the nails in the coffin, she sat up. Whole room just empty. Everybody's gone. And she lived to leave the country in 1975, came to New Orleans, and I heard that she lived for another 20 or 25 years before she died. But today we hear about Jesus raised a young man from the dead. He raised him. And I'm sure the people in the funeral procession were very happy. They're probably clapping and dancing and hugging each other. And perhaps we too would be clapping for them. And secretively, we hope that someday Jesus will do the same for our loved ones who pass away. But he doesn't. And so we continue to struggle with the death of our loved ones, parents, grandparents, children, nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles. They will all be gone. And so we kind of wonder, what's this meaning? What is it What is the meaning of today's gospel? Of all the people, if we look into the gospel, all the four gospels, we see that Jesus only raised three people from the dead back to life. The first one was the daughter of Jairus, who came to Jesus and asked him to come to his house because his daughter was dying. And when he came, she was already dead, and he raised him up and restored her back to her family. The second is today's gospel, the young man from Nain, and he did the same. He raised him up, and he gave him back to his mother, who was a widow. And then the third, we all know of him, Lazarus, famous Lazarus. And so there are only three people that Jesus raised from the dead. Why only three? And I was thinking, if Jesus had this great power that he could raise you from the dead, why didn't he do it for his own family, Saint Joseph, who died and left him with his mother to struggle? Why didn't he raise him up? It was us, it was me, and I have that power. I raised my father up. I would love to when he died in 1980. I was 16. I was lost. Would love to be able to raise him up. Couldn't do it. Jesus didn't do it for us. And so he only raised three because he wants it to be a gesture of hope, a sign of faith, a little hint of victory for all of us, that death is not the end, that God is indeed the God of the living, and he can do all things, even to raise people from the dead, but not all. And so hope is what we want to have, to hold on to, living in a world where it's getting increasingly dangerous. We have wars and insurrections. We have death and dying. We have hunger and strike. We have all kind of atrocity in the world, and the list goes on and on. And we feel powerless. We don't know what to do. So this gospel today is the one of hope. Jesus raised this young man from the dead to let us know that we're not alone, that he is in charge only if we put our hope and faith in him. When Mother Teresa was asked by a reporter, they have a conference and at Calcutta when she was sitting, and there were homeless and poorest of the poor and all these people, the outcast society out there in the slums. And these reporters were there asking Mother Teresa a question, especially this one. He said, "Mother, there's so many people out there who are dying. And you can only touch so few. Do you think you are successful?" And Mother Teresa looked at the young reporter and she said, "God doesn't call me to be successful. He calls me to be faithful." So she was that gesture of hope for the world. Although not big, but at least it is a hope for the world. And we're not called to be Mother Teresa. We're not superheroes. But yet we are called to do heroic things in our life. Little things we do during the day. Take, for example, say no to drugs, alcohol, immoral sexualities. Be honest with our dealing with each other at home and at work in our business. Return found money. Of course, we never found money, but on TV sometimes we see people who found bags of $15,000, $20,000, and yet he or she would return it to the bank or rightful owner, and they're so grateful. And the news on, they're showing that segment, and we feel so good because there is some people who are honest in the world still. It gives us that sense of hope. If God bless you, then share that blessing with others. Feed the homeless. Maybe surprise the prisoner sometimes. Go by and just visit a prisoner and learn their stories. Attend Mass every Sunday. something we do already anyway, but they are indeed a gesture of hope. Not a big one, but at least others will see it and recognize the goodness in us, and it gives them hope. And so in Palestine, there were thousands of people died during the time of Jesus, but he only raised three. He did that to remind us that death is not necessarily the end. Death doesn't have the last word. If we put our faith and trust in God, everything is possible. And so we gather today, and we're invited to take part in this gospel today. And we reflect over the miracles where Jesus raised this young man from Nain from death to life. And we might seek inwardly, praying and hoping that Jesus would do the same for us. But it's not about what Jesus can do for us, this gospel. It's about what we can do for Jesus. May we continue to be his presence in the world, to be that sign, that gesture of hope, that sign of faith, and that hint of victory. For after all, we are his hands and his feet. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Our God has indeed rescued us, and so we pray for all those who are in need.
For Pope Francis, as he upholds the dignity of all life through his teaching, leadership, and prayer, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That leaders in our nation and the world recognize the precious gift of life given to all, and forswear all use of arms and violence. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the safety from the storms and floods of summer and other natural disasters, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the world might share in our gratitude for God's gifts of life and love during this Jubilee year of mercy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That the Lord may help families with men and women in the armed forces to cope with daily challenges in the absence of their loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of the deceased members of the Mew family, Luis P. Soto, Frank Garza Jr., Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, and Robert Hagelin Jr., let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my dear friends, for all of the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts, for all of our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. O life-giving God, you have created us and you sustain us each and every day. Grant that we may share your gift of life freely with all those around us. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. Look kindly upon our service, O Lord, we pray, that what we offer may be an acceptable oblation to you, and lead us to grow in charity through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you,
and with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord, for our compassion for the waywardness that is ours, he humbled himself and was born of the Virgin. By the passion of the cross, he freed us from unending death. And by rising from the dead, he gave us life eternal. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to a second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. Lord, may this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our Bishop, the order bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and glory are yours now. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, my soul shall be healed. May the Lord be with us.
Blessed are they who are poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of God. Bless us, O Lord, make us poor in spirit. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. May our light shine before they may see the good that we do and give glory to God. Blessed are they who are meek and humble, they will inherit the earth. Bless us, O Lord, make us meek and humble. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. May our light shine before all, that they may see the good that we do and give glory to God. Blessed are they who will mourn in sorrow, they will be comforted. Bless us, O Lord, when we share their sorrow. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. May our light shine before all, that they may see that we do and give glory to God. Bless those who hunger and thirst for justice, they will be satisfied. Bless us, O Lord, hear our cry for justice. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. May our light shine before all, that they may see the good that we do and give glory to God. Blessed are they who show others mercy. They will know mercy too. Bless us, O Lord, hear our cry for mercy. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. May our light shine before all, that they may see the good that we do and give glory to God. Blessed are hearts that are clean and holy. They will behold the Lord. Bless us, O Lord, make us pure and holy. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. May our light shine before all, that they may see Blessed are they who bring peace among us. They are the children of God. Bless us, O Lord, may your peace be with us. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. May our light shine before all, that they may see that we do and give glory to God. Bless those who suffer from persecution. Theirs is the kingdom of God. Bless us, O Lord, when they persecute us. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. May our light shine before all, that they may see the good that we do and give glory to God.
Let us pray. May your healing work, O Lord, free us, we pray, from doing evil and lead us to do what is right, through Christ our Lord. Amen. We have a few announcements. The first is you see the blood mobile outside. You can give the gift of life. Please do so. During the summer's month, we travel a great deal, and there'll be accidents. So your blood will help save a life of someone. And thank you for doing that. And also, next Saturday, the lectors will be feeding the homeless. If you're available, we'd love to have you to join us and help us during the summer's month. We'll meet downstairs at 6:30. We'll prepare the taquitos together and the coffee and the like, and then we'll take it to Mother Teresa's shelter at 7:30 to feed those who are hungry and less fortunate. And also, last but not least, Father's Day is in about 2 weeks. As you're on your way out, the usher will pass out the envelopes for you. Take it home and fill in the names of those who like to pray for, grandfathers, fathers, and the like, and we'll do the 9 days novenas for you. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks be to God. Bishop Baldwin and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.